Jesus told the disciples what was to happen during the Passover in Jerusalem, how he would accomplish that which had been foretold by the prophets in the Old Testament. For the Son of Man will be delivered over to the Gentiles, and will be mocked, and shamefully treated, and spit upon. And after flogging him, they will kill him, and on the third day he will rise. The season of Lent is a time of sober reflection on the enormity of our rebellion against God, of our sins against the Almighty and our neighbors. In the church building, purple adorns our altar. There are no flowers, the crosses are veiled, and the joyful hymns of praise are silent. But the season of Lent is also a time of preparation. Even as the lessons each week take us closer to the cross, even as our gathering becomes more somber, there is the hope which Jesus gives. Yes, he was betrayed, abandoned, tortured, whipped, humiliated, and killed. There was no time to render the proper respect for burial, just a hurried interment with the promise of proper cleaning and entombment on the third day. Jesus promised a resurrection. The great prophetic psalm of David, which begins with the cry of anguish, ends with the triumphant victory of life. Jonah's 3 days in the large fish was a foretaste of Jesus' 3 days in the tomb. Isaiah and Daniel and Hosea all point to the death and resurrection of the Messiah. Therefore, even in the midst of tragedy, even in the midst of unjust persecution, we have the hope of everlasting life. May our Lord give you hope, even in your darkest hours, in the sure and certain knowledge that after Lent comes Easter. Amen.